Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how to go beyond being an internet marketer. So in my definition, and Neil, you can feel free to add yours, but my definition of an internet marketer is someone that really understands kind of the affiliate marketing world. They understand kind of the courses world, the coaching world as well, and they're leveraging kind of the latest and greatest with internet marketing, right? Oftentimes you see some of the best internet marketers in the world, they'll be jumping on the latest trends. Maybe chatbots were the latest trend a couple of years ago, right? And now, you know, people are talking about TikTok, they're talking about Instagram Reels, all these things, right? So they tend to be on the forefront of these trends. But what I've seen in the past with internet marketers is that they've been very focused on kind of short-term profits, right? And you'll see a lot of people, in some cases, when I'm talking about internet marketers, I'm referring to some course marketers that might be teaching something that they might not have experience around, right? So more so they're kind of putting people into a mechanism and they're selling the dream. They're saying, hey, look at my car, look at my Lambo, look at this amazing house that I'm in right now. And they're selling the dream and they're selling business opportunities instead of trying to add a ton of value, which is why you see a lot of the people that give internet marketers a bad rap. These are the ones that are, you know, getting called out by these scam YouTube channels, right? So when I say scam YouTube channels, if you search for CoffeeZilla, he's the one that's always calling out these course marketers that he believes are not doing right by people, right? So in this case, they might be selling $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 courses, and there might not be much substance, but then they might make it really hard to do refunds, right? So it's because they're so focused on kind of the short-term profits and getting money as quickly possible, me, more so than adding long-term impact. I think that's what truly holds internet marketers back. But what I will say is good about internet marketers in terms of the, by the way, I'm talking about the bad ones right now. I'm talking about the ones that make internet marketers look bad. What I think is great about internet marketers in general is they're willing to push the boundaries, right? We're talking about they're very good at acquisition historically, but when it comes to retention, they are not that good, right? So when it comes to retention, they might think, hey, with their course, they might have like a monthly subscription. Maybe the churn rate is 25 to 35%, maybe even 50%, right? Which is extremely high in the software world. But you can see it's kind of flipped around in the world of tech marketing, which we'll talk about in the next episode. So I think internet marketers are very good at acquisition. They're just historically bad at retention. Neil?
If you want to go beyond being an internet marketer, think about what business you're passionate about. Think about what you're great at other than the marketing aspect and use your skills to go and do that. You have one of the best skills out there as a marketer in which you can drive traffic and you can drive sales. So go find something you're passionate about and use your marketing abilities to go build that business. Yeah, you won't make the money in the short run, but you're going to build wealth over the long run. And that's the better thing to do.
Yeah. So I think, look, at the end of the day, when we talk about people that are building software, they have to constantly think about customer development, where they're talking to customers, they're constantly iterating, right? And they're very long-term focused. So the more I think people can defer short-term profits and focus on kind of long-term impact, by default, you start to think about other things such as, if I build an organization, how do I be able to build an amazing culture? If I'm going to build this amazing marketing machine, how they build it where it adds a ton of value. And maybe we don't collect money in the front end, but maybe in the back end, let's use Gary Vee as an example, gives away a ton of free content, a lot of goodwill built up. And then now he has access to all this deal flow. We've talked about this where he co-founded a company called Resy, sold to Amex, co-founded Empathy Wines, and he has all this other stuff going on in the back end. And he also gets access to a ton of deal flow in terms of amazing new technology investments, right? So I think it just depends on the game that you want to play. I think the game I enjoyed, and I think I've played on both sides before. I think the game I enjoyed, and I'd speak for Neil as well, we enjoy playing the long-term game where we're just continually building assets and then you're just investing, reinvesting, and just playing the game and probably playing till the day we die, at least for me. Neil?
Yeah, same. I have nothing else to really add. Make sure you rate, review this podcast on iTunes or the Google Play Store.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.